The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from theschoolofpodcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long I can hang on, and then I take my 15 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today, someone went out to podcastrodeoshow.com, clicked on the $5 button, and that's how they jumped in line. The podcast is called That's a Bug. Their website, I believe, because they didn't give me one, but I saw where they're using Podbean, and I see there is a thatsabug.podbean.com, and their description is a podcast where we talk about one software bug each episode. And it goes a little something like this.
Hey everyone, this is Saheem and Nat back with another episode of That's a Bug. In this episode, we're going to talk about software issues around GPS. So a couple weeks ago, Nat, you sent me an email about this article where an artist in Germany tricked Google Maps into thinking that there was a traffic jam when there wasn't. So Nat, do you want to describe that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this was manipulation of a feature within Google Maps, and it hit mainstream media, which is how I heard about it and how a lot of people heard about it. And I thought it was a really cool hack. When I watched the video of this artist, he took 99 cell phones, put them in a cart, and was walking through the streets of Berlin. And basically, while he was doing that, he captured what the Google Maps, the traffic view was showing. And as he was walking down the street, you could see a heavy traffic pattern being displayed within the map, which is kind of neat because people use these maps as they're driving to figure out routes. And so Google will calculate the fastest route and avoid any high traffic areas. And so basically what he was creating was a denial of road attack, which was not my terminology for it, but the comments in the video, there's some pretty neat comments. And that's what they coined the attack as. But yeah, it's kind of neat.
It definitely is. And thinking about it at first, I thought, like, this seems like a really easy thing. Grab 100 Android phones or 99 Android phones, and I assume even iOS phones would potentially work. Because these things, if location services is on, you're sending that data back to Google to be able to do things like there's this many people on the road, or you're at this many people at this door at a particular time. But the tricky part here is that Google Maps knows how to differentiate between a whole bunch of people walking on the side of the road versus a car, like a traffic jam somehow.
Yeah, and I think when he posted the video, he makes, I think, and I don't know if he was trying to imply that it was an easy way to manipulate the system and you could create chaos in the world by, you know, simply by walking down the road. I think Google definitely has done a good job of differentiating which data that it's tracking, which is relevant to when it updates this map data. But somehow he found a way to do that.
I think you kind of mentioned this before we started recording, is that probably didn't get this right the first time.
No, I bet you if you look at how he's doing this, you know, there's no cars or very few cars crossing. He does actually happen to walk in front of the Google office in Berlin when he's doing this, which is kind of neat. But yeah, he's walking right in the center of the street, which I assume, you know, it's not like you could take the cart, walk down the sidewalk. It, you know, GPSs on phones are reasonably accurate these days. But again, if it was a narrow street, it probably wouldn't differentiate between the center of a small road and the side of it between buildings. But these were nice wide streets. He was right in the middle, no cars going by. So Google probably got tricked this time. But I think what you'll find is it's probably a harder attack to recreate. Again, we didn't try it, but
yeah, I'm kind of curious because it is a tricky one for them to stop, though, because how do they know? Let's say there was a bus broken down with like 100 people in it, 100 phones. But I guess because the bus is stopped, it doesn't count that.
All right, for a brand new show, I think this was episode 6, you're headed in the right direction. There are a couple things that are going to be easy to fix. I really had to crank the volume on this to get it up to kind of a normal level. So Part of that is because it sure sounds like you have one microphone, I'm going to guess a Blue Yeti, and you're both using them. And this is where you need to pretend that you're Oprah and you get a microphone and you get a microphone, you get a cheap USB interface and plug the microphones into that, and that goes into your recorder or whatever you're using. And then I always tell people, get about three fingers away from the microphone, point it at the corner of your mouth, get some pop filters or a windscreen, and you're good to go. The other thing you could do to just let people know is, you like, hey, welcome to That's a Bug. Just add where we talk about one software bug in each episode. Today, we're going to talk about how someone hacked Google Maps. That's all that would, because you introduced the episode, you didn't introduce the podcast besides That's a Bug. And you're assuming everybody knows that. I think we all think that, well, they saw it when they signed up or whatever, but it just, it only takes 2 seconds to go, you know, you heard me do it at the beginning of this show. We grab a random podcast, we see how long we can hang on. It's really just it. And the sound quality was not great. Again, you're using one microphone, and there's a bit of a hum or a hiss that is then caused when you do that, and you can easily take that out. So I normally don't do stuff like this. I'm going to take a second and play the show, and then I'm going to take that same clip and put a little noise reduction on it, and you'll see the difference.
When I watched the video of this artist, he took 99 cell phones, put them in a cart. When I watched the video of this artist, he took 99 cell phones, put them in a cart.
So just a little bit better, and I'm just using the Waves NS1 noise reduction plugin. That one's fairly inexpensive, but the easiest thing to fix that would just, everybody gets their own microphone. We'll fix that a whole lot. You can get a domain for that. So, you know, That's a Bug podcast, or that's a bug.com, or That's a Bug show, something like that. Check out coolerwebsites.com for that. If you need a website, check out Podpage. They're great. There's also a podcast page. I'll have links to both of those out in the show notes at podcastrodeoshow.com. We could go a whole lot deeper, but that's something we do on the podcast review show. It's a show I do with 30-year radio veteran and myself. We listen to what you're doing right, the things you need fixed, and we listen to the entire podcast. Plus, we look at your website. Plus, we have you fill out a questionnaire to make sure that your content is in alignment with your goals. And basically, you end up with two podcast consultants for the price of one. Check that out at podcastreviewshow.com. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to always enjoy your ride.